Thank you very much, Mino. You know they stole our remote. The Hang Zone did. We were supposed to be there.
That's what I hear.
But we'll be back up. We'll be back up there because it's Monday Night Football with the Cowboys, and so our show is cut kind of short.
Football
for pregame. By the way, I have got the triple on Monday of pregame, halftime, Facebook Live thing, and postgame,
and the hardline.
Courage. Man.
That's a lot. But you know what?
It's the grind.
It is. It's just part of the grind, man. Part of the grind.
People think it's easy.
Right.
The tickets, Kirby Davidson.
Thank you very much.
It ain't easy.
The tickets, Kirby Davidson, won an award this morning. My 78th e-break.
Wow.
I know.
You're in range.
That's impressive.
Well.
It's Terrence Steele. It's your Terrence Steele e-break.
It is.
Bringing it back to sports.
Norm needs to go away, though.
Whoa.
I mean,
okay.
What? Jeez. Because I'll never catch him as long as he's here.
So today you've launched Jerry Jones and Norm into the sun.
Yeah, I'm calling for the head of Norm Hitzkus. Otherwise, I'll never catch him. He's too good.
Well, I'd like to see you beat him fair and square.
Yeah.
Without launching him.
Yeah. So I won because I had a stammer that, and I guess this is what stammers are. They're inexplicable, right? They don't make any sense whatsoever. We can't.
Just a series of random noises.
We can't say that, like, I was looking on my phone and I stammered. Like, if you get in a car accident or something like that.
Right.
There's always an explanation for these, I don't know, problems that we incur. But for stammers, it's just one of those weird things. And so this is what I won for.
And both bolts are directly in the treads of my back left tire.
God.
So now.
What happened to my voice?
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the road.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Did you guys hear that, Mino?
Barely.
Yeah, it was low. Let's play it one more time.
Yeah.
We cranked
it. Okay. All right. Sorry. Yeah.
And both bolts are directly in the treads of my back left tire.
God.
So now,
what was that? What happened to my voice?
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the road.
I don't understand.
What up, Doc?
But I knew it was going on because I immediately, once I got out of it, once my head stopped spinning, it's like I had an aneurysm or something.
Yeah. That's the thing is at the ticket, we are allowed to recognize it as it's happening in real time. Whereas in other broadcast jobs, you would just try to go fast and go through it and hope nobody noticed.
Like, were you guys concerned medically for me at all? Like, there was something wrong? Like,
I was making eye contact with you, and I think you could tell it was happening while you were saying it, but you couldn't control it.
I didn't think that you were stroking out or anything, because your eyes did get real big, like, what is happening?
In the treads of my back left tire.
God.
So now.
What was that? What happened to my voice?
Just in the middle.
Oh, man. It's so crazy. So, luckily, we come from a long line of stammer kings here.
Oh, yes.
On the radio station. We all have had ours. I assume that Davey, at some point, will have his grand slam home run stammer.
Sure, because I can generally not talk all the time.
Yeah. Let's move on to Dan McDowell and one of his more famous stammers.
Hey, can we play the first 15 seconds of the Reggie White interview?
Michelle,
Groobs?
Mr. McGann?
Because I believe we have a Dikembe moment with Reggie White.
Reggie White, who is in town. How are you, Mr. Reggie White?
Hello, I thought that sounded pretty smooth.
God.
Let's play the rest of these back here because the audio is kind of low out there.
Okay.
We got them queued up, so just call for them.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, and I don't know if is that a nervous one from Dan? Is that a?
Yeah, he's calling him Mr. Reggie White.
Yeah, it sounds like when I
and he's not even a Packers fan.
Called Jerry Jones coach or owner.
Yeah,
I think he did the same thing there.
Yes. All right, play that one from back there again.
And. Hey, can we play the first 15 seconds of the Reggie White interview?
Michelle,
Groobs?
Mr. McGann?
Because I believe we have a Dikembe moment with Reggie White.
Reggie White,
listen to this.
Who is in town.
How are you, Mr. Reggie White? I don't know. I thought that sounded pretty smooth.
Mr. written up like that.
How are you, Mr. Reggie White?
Sadly, he killed Reggie.
There was a man that used to work here named The Hammer. And The Hammer did it quite a bit, from what I remember. There were several of them where he just kind of stumbled through whatever he was trying to talk about. But this one is this one's a dandy.
Yeah, but when you only have, if it was just us, let's just say the ticket was owned by Cumulus, yet we're syndicated all over the country.
Well, then we'd be a network.
We're a station that just happens to be in other markets.
No, then we would be a network.
I don't want to fight you.
You
bitch.
You think, what do you think?
What?
Rush Limbaugh. No, I was waiting for another drop. What do you think Rush Limbaugh
Don't
is?
Worry about drops. Just get it out.
Rush Limbaugh is a man.
God, I had forgotten about that, man.
What do you think?
What a shutdown. What a computer turn off, turn back on.
The software is trying to update.
I love Tiny Corby, too.
Yeah. Baby Corby.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it like 2000 or something like
Barely
that?
Barely make a fist.
He's so innocent. Play that one again. Do it again.
And
we'll on the
what,
ticket.
What, I don't want to fight you.
You bitch. You think, what do you think?
God, man.
What? Rush Limbaugh. No, I was waiting for another drop. What do you think Rush Limbaugh
Don't
is?
Worry about drops. Just get it out.
Rush Limbaugh is a man.
All right, there's a man named TC that...
The master.
Yeah, just pick any one of these TCs, and these are the winners.
It's like I don't even know you anymore.
So do you... Just... objecting to the Vivaldi music, you think that most people can...
Cycle?
Afford
yes, bikes.
A Peloton? So do you... Just...
Well, that's great.
The
that's
multiple great... stammer.
Yeah,
and he knew it through after the first one and was just trying to.
Most stammers kind of you get stuck on one consonant or something. That was just like stair stepping around.
Yeah, there were a lot of restarts.
Like the ticket taker.
Ken Hitchcock will coach his first game back with the Stars tonight against the Golden Knights.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, man. Oh, TC is really good. Really, really good. The famous ones are the famous ones. The Sean Bass trying to do White Elephant by himself on the Rick Carlisle interview.
Oh, what a great one.
Oh, God, and Rick. Hated him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rick hated everyone.
About, yeah.
About the depth on this team, and it seems like at the point, obviously winning 10 straight, you're in a good way, but it seems like guys are starting to, I guess, find comfort in their roles. Deshaun Stevenson, I think, has started 15, 16 straight games now. Sean Marion has been very productive off the bench. Jed is himself. Brendan Haywood has been, I would say, very good over the last handful of games. And do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established?
No.
Now, I said.
No.
All that thought into that question.
No.
And he gets that.
No.
No.
I am so glad.
Now,
I
said.
He was such an a-hole.
He was, man. That is so uncool to do that. It's so incredibly uncool.
And that was back when Roddy B was an untradeable commodity.
That's right.
What? If we were to phonetically write out what Sean said there, what would that be? The
dude.
Now I and I said.
Now,
now
I.
Now I.
No, 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 no.
Now I. And I said.
Well,
no, no.
He can't even replicate it, man. It's like
now
the groups,
and I said.
It's like the group's guitar, Chili Peppers bit. You can't recreate it. All right, we have one Russell Scott who used to work here.
Also up for this.
Wait, first off, what happened to Russell? Did he just leave?
He's still in radio. He's just not with us anymore.
I think he protested a tennis game and lit himself on fire.
That was him.
He's in the news today.
All right, well, here's Russ.
Also up for this role, who almost got it, Brad Hall.
Really?
Who is still married to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, right?
Yeah. As far as I know that he is.
You recognize Nathan Lane?
Kind of, I think.
Dude, you got to. Russell, did he win an Academy Award for The Birdcage, or was he nominated? You don't sound very confident.
All right, John
Dye. Very high, John Dye.
What sort of dialect? Hey, are we going?
I think that got made into a song of a hey, Yes, it did. Like the, what was that band called? The Church or whatever?
Dream Academy.
Yeah, the Dream Academy. God.
What a great tune that is, too.
And
life in a northern town.
Is this the king? Is Bob's the king?
It's my favorite, because this one 100% is Nerves.
So you were talking with Brett Hull?
Okay.
And is this the first time you've ever spoken with him when this happened?
No, but it was early in the mix. It was early in the mix.
And he could have made your top five that we did last season, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
I think they timed him at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But as being a fan of history, obviously the relevance of you passing your dad.
It's been too long since I've heard that.
That's amazing. Like I kind of thought we were going to hear Mick.
That's a good one too,
Tim McMahon. But this one is so far beyond the Tim McMahon one that
God,
a brain should not be able to do that, right?
How do you talk that fast?
It's like TC because there are stops in it, but it's like compressed. It's so fast.
Auctioneer right? Bob.
And the brakes, it's just bang, bang, bang.
And it's sold. It's like my brain is trying to get through a maze real fast.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like when a housefly gets stuck between the window and the blinds.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Just bouncing back and forth. Now that's a really funny visual. I'll never get that out of my head.
Where is it? I can't see it. I hear it.
Just open a window and let it out.
Bob Fly.
Oh, man.
It's Bob Fly.
That was incredible.
All right. Well, there's some examples of our talents here at the radio station.
Yes.
That last one made me cry.